Hi, everybody. American leadership is the one constant in an uncertain world. That was true this week, as we mobilized the world to confront some of our most urgent challenges. America's leading the world in the fight to degrade and ultimately destroy the terrorist group known as ISIL. On Monday, our brave men and women in uniform began airstrikes against ISIL targets in Syria, and they weren't alone. I made it clear that America would act as part of a broad coalition, and we were joined in this action by friends and partners, including Arab nations. At the United Nations in New York, I worked to build more support for this coalition, to cut off terrorist financing, and to stop the flow of foreign fighters into and out of that region. And in my address to the UN, I challenged the world, especially Muslim communities, to reject the ideology of violent extremism and to do more to tap the extraordinary potential of their young people. America is leading the effort to rally the world against Russian aggression in Ukraine. Along with our allies, we will support the people of Ukraine as they develop their democracy and economy. And this week, I called upon even more nations to join us on the right side of history. America is leading the fight to contain and combat the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. We're deploying our doctors and scientists, supported by our military, to help corral the outbreak and pursue new treatments. From the United Kingdom and Germany to France and Senegal, other nations are stepping up their efforts too, sending money, supplies, and personnel. And we will continue to rally other countries to join us in making concrete commitments to fight this disease and enhance global health security for the long term. America is engaging more partners and allies to confront the growing threat of climate change before it's too late. We're doing our part in helping developing nations do theirs. At home, we've invested in clean energy, cut carbon pollution, and created new jobs in the process. Abroad, our climate assistance now reaches more than 120 nations. And on Tuesday, I called on every nation, developed and developing alike, to join us in this effort for the sake of future generations. The people of the world look to us to lead, and we welcome that responsibility. We are heirs to a proud legacy of freedom. And as we showed the world this week, we are prepared to do what is necessary to secure that legacy for generations to come. Thanks, and have a great weekend.